get a grip, get away somewhere, take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tonight's debate between President Biden and former President Donald Trump coming months ahead of the November election. ABC's Perry Russin with more on how things are stacking up at this point.
Trump and Biden are neck and neck in the polls. A new poll shows Trump with a four-point lead nationwide. Other polls show Trump leading in most battleground states. Another survey shows an unprecedented amount of double haters, Americans who prefer neither candidate. 25% now saying they do not like Biden or Trump, compared to just 13% before the 2020 election.
More Supreme Court decisions expected to come down today, including one deciding whether presidents, including Trump, should be immune from criminal prosecution for anything done while in office. Another Boeing whistleblower comes forward. It's a mechanic who claims he saw holes being drilled in the wrong place on the fuselage of the 787 planes. Boeing says an analysis determined the issues did not present a safety concern and were addressed. This is ABC News. He's Chuck Sievertson. One person is dead and three more are hurt after a fight inside a car near Seattle.
In a bizarre series of events, troopers say the driver of a black BMW was stabbed to death and three passengers were hurt after being stabbed or shot inside of the car. It came in as a call of a car into a ditch. A man in the front passenger seat was shot multiple times. A woman and another man in the back were stabbed. Troopers say it's unclear what went on inside of the car beyond it being a fight and that everybody in the car is a suspect. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Conservation experts this morning now say about 45,000 species are threatened with extinction, up about 1,000 from last year. And a new study says your daily multivitamin may not be doing much for you if you're relatively healthy. The National Institutes of Health looked at 400,000 people and found multivitamins did not affect their risk of things like heart disease or cancer. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? On America's birthday weekend, why not stop by America's number one brakes destination? Right now, you can save 15% when you buy a set of OE quality Duralast pads and rotors. And up to 50% when you bundle Shop Pro brake cleaner and brake fluid with SilGlide brake lubricant. It's just part of our 4th of July sale at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A teenager accused in the death of a counselor at Lincoln Hills School is being charged as an adult. 16-year-old Javarius Hurd faces counts of felony murder, reckless homicide and battery by prisoners, and the death of 49-year-old Corey Prue, who was declared brain dead Tuesday. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows a close race for president in Wisconsin. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump tied at 50% in a head-to-head matchup among registered voters. Among likely voters, Biden is the choice of 51% to Trump's 49%. And the Vilas County Board isn't firing a judge and the clerk of courts for having an affair, at least not yet. WXPR in Rhinelander reports board members tabled one resolution and voted down another that would have asked or required Judge Daniel Overbay and Clerk of Courts Beth Salto to resign. Both Overbay and Salto admitted to the affair. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Fleet Farm has everything you need for your 4th of July cookout. No matter what your favorite grilling brand is, we've got it. Shop brands like Weber, Traeger, and Pit Boss. Get a Blackstone 28-inch griddle with hood on sale for just $279.99. Plus, pick up two 16-pound bags of Kingsford charcoal briquettes for only $17.99. Get great deals on all the essentials for your holiday cookout at Fleet Farm.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 74. It is barbecue season, and you can kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Lowe's knows owning a project means owning the right tools. And during Craftsman Days, you can save big on what you need from a brand you trust. Get a free Select V20 tool when you buy a Select Battery 2-pack. Plus, get your choice of the V20 string trimmer or leaf blower for only $99. Find these savings and more today. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 7/10 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky.
Bye.
up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see him for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things, but girl, you'll remember what your knees are for. Dear mom and dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Time I knew
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Shenandoah. And if Bubba can dance here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures mid to upper 50s across the region this morning. 70s on the way and some showers and storms as well for Friday. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also this hour, we'll be chatting with Dan Erdman from Farm Rescue. They are now taking applications here in Wisconsin. And we'll find out more about Farm Rescue as well here in our Newsmaker segment. Later on this morning, we'll be continuing our conversation with the Gilbertson family. Kevin Gilbertson comes back in this morning as we chat a little bit about how the Gilbertson Farms take care of the soil and the water on their farm, as they are the hosts of the Dunn County Dairy Brunch this Saturday. Everything will get underway at 1 o'clock, and we'll be chatting with Kevin again this morning at about 9:15 or so. So be listening for that. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's that time of year. The heat is on and flies are out. And joining us, Kenley Rogers, Regional Sales Manager with Central Life Sciences. Kenley, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, now is the time. Our product, Clarify Larvicide, is a great core program to an integrated pest management holistic approach. So getting it in the feed now, we've got that manure treated on the farm, and then we can have a good fly control program.
What types of flies are we talking about that Clarify can help with?
Clarify itself covers four flies. Typically, the four flies that you're going to see on a dairy or in a confinement animal operation is going to be house flies, face flies, stable flies, and horn flies. Primarily, dairy is going to see the house fly and the stable fly be the bigger issue. The stable flies will feed on the blood of the animals, so you'll see them a lot on their legs, maybe onto their bellies or backs. And then the house flies are just the ones that are kind of buzzing around the farm, you know, annoying the workers, getting into all the gross filth stuff around the farm, and really more of a nuisance concern or a disease concern, because both flies can transmit disease throughout the farm.
If a dairy producer doesn't do anything to get rid of these flies, how detrimental can these flies be on the farm?
Yeah, flies can do a whole lot more damage than we think they can. Combining the stable fly and house fly together, house flies, we can see some disease transmission in terms of mastitis. Some respiratory diseases can be transported by flies. Stable flies specifically are just really painful and a stressor to the cattle. So if they're biting their legs, 30, 40 times per day, they're stomping, they're throwing feed, they're bunching up in the middle of the barn, sometimes leading to heat stress, causing milk production to decrease, just overall sanitation on the farm too. I mean, the flies, obviously, we don't like them on the farm because they're gross and annoying, but they do have some sanitation concerns when it comes to the milk and making sure that, the farm has a good integrated pest management program in place. That way it helps keep the farm clean and sanitary and free of disease.
We've discussed in the past the overall management of pest control. And for Central Life Sciences, they have what you call IPM?
Yes. Yep, that's it. It's IPM, so integrated pest management is what it's considered. And that's really an approach of looking at the entire farm and putting together a program to address pests on the farm. So not just one product. It's not going to be one, silver bullet that's going to take care of everything. Honestly, integrated pest management starts with management of, the farm, keeping grass cut down, keeping waste feed piles from building up. Really, the whole concept is we're trying to get rid of all the breeding sites that flies could go to and make them go to that manure, and then we can treat that manure with a product like Clarify and reduce the fly population. So it's going to take a couple different approaches, making sure the farm is clean and well-managed, maybe using a feed-through product, and then sometimes you still do need to do some sprays or put some baits out or traps, depending on, your level of fly infestation and the control that you're looking for.
We've been talking about Clarify larvicide for years, so this really is a tried and true product to get rid of these flies.
Yeah, an important point to bring up and an issue that I see a lot on farm is a lot of producers won't feed Clarify to the whole herd. Maybe it's in the calf products, the calf starters, the milk replacers, but they're not feeding it to the rest of the cows. And if we think about on a farm, who produces the bulk of that manure, and that's going to be those milk cows. And so we need to treat as much manure on farm as possible with a product like Clarify. That way we have the maximum amount of control and we can really reduce fly populations that way, because they will out-reproduce us, tenfold. They reproduce very, very quickly. So it's really important to get some programs in place to try to combat that the best we can.
A good reminder for farmers that do this every year, but if someone's hearing this for the first time, what can be their first step in getting the best fly control on their farm?
Sure. So if you want to learn more, you can go to our website, centralflycontrol.com. If you've decided to take the jump and start feeding Clarify, the best way is just going to be to talk to your feed rep or your nutritionist. So whoever's making your feed, whoever's doing your ration work, they're going to be the ones that are able to add Clarify into that ration for you. Whether it's coming in, a milk replacer, a calf starter, coming in a bulk premix or something like that, it's all going to go through the feed mill. So it's not a product that the producer needs to buy and worry about mixing in on their own. That'll all go through the feed mill.
Thanks for the update, Kenley. Kenley Rogers, Regional Sales Manager with Central Life Sciences.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Played his guitar on the hardest side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family, cause there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing. He said, I'm gonna be somebody. But now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't believe how people come from miles around.
his hometown one full moon August night, when he heard a voice in the front row singing. It was a sandy-haired river boy with the same old hungry eyes. He looked up at Bobby and said,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Travis Stritt and I'm going to be somebody here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 57 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, July milk up 4 to 19.56, August up 9 to 20.59, September steady at 20.60. October milk up 8 at 20.41. Cheese markets from yesterday, barrels were down 1 to 190. 40-pound blocks up 3 quarters to 188. 2-trade a barrel, 3-trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 5 and 3 quarters to 309, 2 trades on the day. Graded non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 118 and a half, 3 trades on the day. And dry whey was steady at 48 and a half and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they're still both called somewhat mixed, as there were some big gains yesterday in live and feeder cattle markets, along with the hogs as well. We had some technical selling in the hogs. Also, we did have some expectations of some of that strength in the cash markets for this week. That's going to have to happen, though, starting later on today or even into tomorrow for these prices to hold. June live cattle opens the day at 192.92, August at 186.75, October at 186.12. August feeder cattle open at 261.77, September 262.47, October at 262.90. July hogs open at 89.90, August 88.97, October at 75.37. Chicago Board of Trade corn market still a bit lower. Soybeans and wheat moving slightly higher this morning. Now, there was a poor session yesterday. Some of this had to do with a lot of funds deciding to sell off in the market due to some of the weather forecasts that are looking somewhat positive. But we do have some short covering happening in beans and in wheat today, even though wheat still has that harvest pressure. Soybean oil is leading the soybean products higher, and that is also providing some support for soybeans. Corn, though, still moving mostly lower on that fund liquidation. And again, the funds watching that weather forecast that while there's heat on the way, it's also some much-needed precipitation in some areas of the Corn Belt is happening. And that drier weather that we need in other areas of the belt is also happening, and that should help the corn crop. July corn down 1 3/4 to 418 and a quarter. September down 1 to 424 and a half. New crop down 1 3/4 to 434 and 3/4. July beans up 3 1/2 this morning to 1166 and a quarter. August up 4 to 1146 and a quarter. New crop up 1 to 1108. July soybean meal down 40 cents to 360.50. July soybean oil up 30 cents to 43.75. Chicago wheat, July and September both up 2. July at 543 and a quarter. September 562 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, July up 3 1/2 to 599 and a half. September up 1 3/4 to 605 and 3/4. Energy markets are higher this morning. August crude oil up 34 cents to 81.24. September up 28 cents to 80.47. July and August gas both up a cent. July at 2.55, August at 2.53. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 368, July 371, new crop 382, cash beans 1093, July 1093, new crop 1027. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 394, July 394, August 382.5, new crop 386.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash in July corn 395, August 392, new crop 391. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash in July corn 370, new crop 381, cash beans 1090, July 1075, and new crop at 1032. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 380, new crop 386, cash beans 1093, new crop 1022. Red Wing Grains, cash in July corn 4 even, August 4 even, new crop 391, cash in July beans 1136, August 1117, new crop 1079. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 373, July 373, new crop 381, cash in July beans 1097, new crop 1035. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 197, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 180, market cows 104 to 135, bulls 138 to 164, calves 290 to 940, beef steers 197 to 350, Holstein steers 160 to 370. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 240 and down, ewes and rams 105 and down. Goat markets, does 165 and down, bucks 220 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 80 to 170, fed lambs 160 to 194. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up to soft on the potty. Let's just muscle, roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crib is always stocked.
It's our potty vibe.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save, because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much of muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Dan Erdman. He's Farm Rescue Marketing Program Manager. And Farm Rescue is getting ready to start services here in Wisconsin in July. And we're going to talk with Dan a little bit about that here this morning. And thank you to our Newsmakers segment sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Annabis Silo, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Osteoplastics, Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Dan, thanks for joining us this morning. Now, during Commodity Classic, I had a chance to talk with some of the folks from Farm Rescue to find a little bit more about what Farm Rescue does, but quickly explain, what does Farm Rescue do?
Yeah, so thank you for having me first and foremost here, Brian, and appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit more about our nonprofit. Farm Rescue is a 501c3. And our whole goal is to help farm families in a time of crisis, whether that be a major injury, illness, or natural disaster. We can bring in the volunteers and equipment to help during any time of the growing season, basically. So this time of year, obviously, we're heading into harvest, and it's going to be a busy time of year for us with, helping a lot of different farm families. And we also do planting. We make some hay. We do some hay hauling. We can feed livestock. So just basically trying to fill in those gaps wherever they might be in need of support. And Farm Rescue's been around since 2006, was our first year of operations, and we've helped over 1,100 farm families throughout that time. And again, it's all thanks to the ultimate team effort. It's volunteers, it's our small staff. It's a tremendous, support system of sponsors and individual donors that believe in this mission and help us, extend that helping hand to those farm families in times of crisis.
So Farm Rescue now expanding to Wisconsin. Things will get underway. So tell us how this is going to work here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, so we were in 8 states. Wisconsin will be our 9th added to our service map. And basically it's just what I talked about. It's trying to connect with those families that are going through, maybe someone in the family dealing with a health issue, cancer treatments that are keeping them off the farm. It doesn't have to be the main operator, because everyone is an important cog in that machine, in making that operation go. So, it's unexpected injuries. It's things like flooding, drought. Just wherever we can lend a hand is why we're here. So launching into Wisconsin is always a challenge when we launch those operations in a new area, because we're just not well known. There's no track record, and it's about gaining trust. And that's always kind of the biggest hurdle for us, because people see us as, why would we want these outsiders to come in and help on our operation? And the greatest thing I can say to put people's minds at ease, those families' minds at ease, is that it's neighbors helping neighbors. It's an age old concept. That's what Farm Rescue is all about. It's just that our neighbors come from a little bit further down the road. So we want to be there to get you through that, hopefully, minor setback, and get you on to the next growing portion of the growing season.
Talking with Dan Erdman, Farm Rescue Marketing Program Manager this morning. Farm Rescue is expanding services in Wisconsin starting July 1st. So you mentioned a lot of volunteers, and I guess that would be the first question that maybe a family or farm family in need. Where do these volunteers all come from?
That's really the incredible story behind Farm Rescue too, is that our volunteers come from all, portions of the country. I think we've had volunteers sign up from 49 different states throughout our history. So all these people have a connection to agriculture. We have a lot of retired farmers and even active farmers that are volunteering with Farm Rescue, but it's people from all walks of life. It's, pilots, pastors, military veterans, law enforcement officers. For a time, we had a rocket scientist from NASA that would come up every spring to help us with our planning assistance efforts. So it's people that just have some type of connection. And maybe they grew up on a farm. They would, spend time on their grandparents' farm growing up. And everyone has that background. They're trained in the machines. And what we take a lot of pride in is just working closely with each and every family that we support. So it's doing the work in the exact same fashion that you would be doing it if you could. And so that's led to longevity for our organization, is we're never going to come in and, and tell someone how, you know, we think you should be doing something. We want to do it the exact same way that you're doing it. And again, as it's incredible, you know, connections that are formed between the volunteers that are out there performing that work and the families that they're supporting. And that's, you know, that's really the silver lining of all this is watching that firsthand and just seeing the impact of the services that are provided through Farm Rescue.
Talking with Dan Erdman, he is the Farm Rescue Marketing Program Manager this morning. Is Farm Rescue expanding services into Wisconsin starting July 1st? So someone watching or listening says, I don't need services, but hey, I'll be a volunteer. How do people become volunteers?
You know, I will say our website is kind of a one-stop shop. Everything you need to know about Farm Rescue, and there's different ways to get involved, whether that is signing up as a volunteer. Again, we exist because of the generosity of others. So if you feel called to support us financially, obviously a donation goes a long way in supporting more families in times of crisis. And then a big part of all this is, you know, a lot of times it's the families reaching out to us themselves in a time of crisis, again, whether that be a medical issue, an unexpected injury on the farm. But we rely very heavily on referrals too. And like I said, it's neighbors helping neighbors. And, you know, in so many areas nowadays, the neighbors are still able to help, and that's fantastic. And we love to see that, but, you know, it sometimes puts a little more strain on their operations too. Those windows of opportunity are so small during the growing season. Some, you know, oftentimes they have their own acres to cover and they want to help. You know, Farm Rescue is another way of helping your neighbor. And so those referrals go a long way, and it means a lot, I think, to those families when, you know, neighbors, relatives, just people in the community are taking notice of a difficult situation that they're going through. It's never easy to ask for help. We've seen that, you know, throughout our history. Farmers and ranchers are very prideful people for good reason. So just to have that little nudge maybe from someone close to them who really cares about them, it goes a long way in connecting us. And obviously we're not just going to show up at a farm. Those referrals, we call the family and explain, you know, what we offer. It's a free service. There's no ulterior motive to this. It's just, again, it's neighbors helping neighbors trying to get you through a difficult time. So it's all at farmrescue.org. You can, again, sign up to volunteer, make a donation, apply for assistance if you are a family, or make a referral for someone that you know of that's going through a difficult time that might benefit from, again, in this case in Wisconsin, you know, harvest assistance is what we're able to provide.
Talking with Dan Erdman, Farm Rescue Marketing Program Manager. Again, Farm Rescue starting their services now in Wisconsin as of July 1st. And a lot of the planting, haying, livestock feeding, harvest. Obviously, Wisconsin's America's Dairyland. There might be someone going, well, I can volunteer, but, you know, what about helping milk the cows or clean the parlor or help with this, some of the business side of this? If they're an accountant, let's say, you know, hey, can I, you know, do you need help with that? Is there plans to maybe expand into those areas as well?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it throughout our history. At this point in time, we're not really equipped to help with, you know, milk the cows and that aspect of things. And I realize, yeah, Wisconsin is a huge portion of that dairy sector for our country. And there are many opportunities to help in our operations. You don't have to be, you know, skilled at, you know, the planting a crop or running a combine. There's other things that you can help with. And like I said, sometimes it's just spreading knowledge of what we do. So that ambassadorship can go a long way for our operations too. So obviously it'll be kind of an uphill climb to start in Wisconsin because we are brand new and it takes time to gain that trust. And so, you know, if you're just willing to help us spread word of this mission, and again, that there's no ulterior motives to what we're doing, it's truly a good Samaritan effort in trying to help those families. Feel free to check out our website and get signed up as a volunteer.
That website again is farmrescue.org. That's farmrescue.org. That's Dan Erdman, Farm Rescue Marketing Program Manager. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our BaseLite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. BaseLite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Another quiet day today in our ag weather forecast as we'll have plenty of sunshine with relative humidities in the upper 40s to low 50% range. Then another storm system begins to move in later on tonight and will provide showers and thunderstorms for Friday and Friday night, but things then begin to clear out once again for the weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 73 to 78. Relative humidities at 47 to 52%. Light winds becoming south at 5 to 8. So we'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms developing late. Lows 58 to 63. Relative humidities at 87 to 92%. Southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. We'll see anywhere from a tenth to 0.2 inch of precipitation. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a 90% chance of showers and storms. High 70 to 75. Relative humidities at 73 to 78%, south winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30, anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation expected. For Saturday, becoming partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Sunday, mostly sunny, high 70 to 75. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 70 to 75. Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Wednesday, sunshine, a slight chance of a shower or storm, warmer, highs 80 to 85.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. We've got your favorite fair food, the rides, and the games, and don't forget the animals and exhibits. It's all at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And on the Lightning Cool's main stage, it's One Vision of Queen featuring Mark Martel, Lee Bryce, Ludacris, and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron. Purchase tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
A big green caterpillar might be dining on your tomato plants and causing a lot of damage. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Hornworms can be very destructive, but are fortunately easy to control as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
If something is munching on your tomato plants, it might be a tomato hornworm. Hornworms are large green caterpillars with a horn-like tail that gives them their name. They can grow up to 4 inches in length, have voracious appetites, and will eat everything on the plant but the stem. But if there are enough caterpillars, they'll eat the stems too.
Rick Weinzierl is an extension entomology specialist at the University of Illinois. He says hornworms can appear in your tomato plants at any time.
The moths fly in early to midsummer, but the time that a moth comes out of the pupa and starts to lay eggs for that single species in that single generation is spread over quite a bit of time. So you will see the first hornworm damage with a little hornworm.